certified podorthists on staff at Bogers can custom make your foot orthotics in their on-site lab. And Bogers Shoes offers free foot evaluations with a professional staff that have over 75 years of combined shoe fitting experience. Bogers Shoes can find the right shoe and the right fit, whatever your needs may be. Bogers Shoes also carries many over-the-counter orthotics and foot wellness products. Come by Bogers Shoes' newly remodeled store today at 1014 Park Street in Jacksonville. Bogers Shoes, the answer for hurting feet. And Happy New Year from everyone at Bogers Shoes.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
I-295 south of US 17. Look out for a crash this morning. 95 north of Phillips Highway. There's an accident blocking the right lane. 95 north at 295, another wreck. And 95 north at Union Street, there's been an accident. Partly cloudy today and a high of 63. This evening will be clear with an overnight low of 38.
Welcome to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. Hello, my listening friends. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful best day ever. And if you are joining us for the first time, just know that I am grateful. I've been waiting for you. It's just a lot of things that are going on today. It's because Dr. Joel Fuhrman is in the house and we are really excited for that. Just know that if this is the first time you've stumbled upon the show, that we've been waiting for you, and this is the perfect show to stumble upon because Dr. Joel Fuhrman is going to join us tomorrow during our Heal Tribe. Just in case he forgot about it, he committed to joining us for our Heal Tribe tomorrow. We're going to be meeting at True Food Kitchen tomorrow at 6 o'clock, and he'll be joining us from 7 to 8 via Zoom to share the detox that we're going to be talking about for those of you who have some questions. So for you that are turning in, so just know that it is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening, as well as my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, for those of you who are wanting to Join this conversation. You can always call or text 407-373-5959. But if you're on Facebook Live, I want to hear where you're from. I want to see if you have any questions, because today we're going to be talking about Dr. Joel Fuhrman's 10 and 20 detox. Dr. Joel Fuhrman's 10 and 20 detox is like, you don't even have to think. He will tell you everything you need to know. It's like having Dr. Joel Fuhrman following you 24/7, which, you know, would be a fun time. I think I need to do a pitch him on me spending 24/7 with him so that he can follow me in my house and say, okay, no, Lillian, you can't do this. You can do this. That would be a fun day. I think I still would like him after at the end of the day, because I know his intention is love, to love me to health. And so not everybody has been able to release the weight they want. In fact, releasing weight might be the wrong way of saying it, or maybe not the best way for your body to say it, or losing weight is not the right way of saying it. It could be releasing weight. So we want to release the weight. So, or we want to be healthy, different ways, different mindsets. But before we start doing water fast and juicing fast and all these different fasts that are in the media, take this pill and lose this weight, or let's talk about how do we prepare our body to accept a change, a lifestyle change. What does that look like for you? That lifestyle change came for me many years ago when I learned about Dr. Joel Fuhrman. Dr. Joel Fuhrman is a world-renowned speaker, sought after by PBS, such a wonderful individual who is a healer and author of so many books. Dr. Joel Fuhrman created the 10 and 20 detox, and also he created an option for people who have diabetes. And so today we're going to talk about the 10 and 20 detox and how you prepare for this. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I'm grateful that Dr. Joel Fuhrman is here to do just that. Dr. Fuhrman, thank you so much for being on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. A little rough start here, huh?
That's good. Everything's fine.
It's a great day every time Dr. Joel Fuhrman is on the show. So Dr. Fuhrman, because I know that we're about to go on a break, we're off a little bit on our time this morning. I just want to say that I'm looking forward to this conversation with you, and as well as your listeners, my listeners, and how we can change the way our bodies respond to what we put into it. Does that sound fair?
Sounds good.
Okay. And we're going to continue our conversation worldwide when we return at whenyouneedafriend.com and Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
Radio that's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 50 million people. That's all.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit enddd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today's teacher is Dr. Joel Fuhrman. He is world-renowned New York Times best-selling author and someone who you want to have follow you around to help you make the right choices. But because he is not in all places at all times, he's not been able to figure that one out yet. He's created the 10 and 20 detox. This is in preparation for anything that you want to do, a change of lifestyle, to get rid of all the toxins. We don't even realize how much toxicity we have in our body. And I'm so grateful to you, Dr. Fuhrman, for coming on and sharing your wisdom today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So let's talk about this 10 and 20 detox. Why is this book so wonderful for all of us to just go through before we kick anything off in our life?
It is the kickoff. It's the way you kick things off, because a lot of people don't know where to start. They might read the book or they might listen to videos, but they say, well, all right, how do I get started and how do you make it practical in my kitchen? So it lays out exactly what to buy in the supermarket, what foods to stock in your pantry, mm-hmm. what to start with, what to make for breakfast, lunch, at dinner, for every meal, for 21 days in a row, for 20 days in a row. Mm-hmm. And it's called 10-20 because it's geared to lose the 10 pounds in the 20 days, which gets started in the program, which most people lose. So it's just in a way that makes it easy for people to start. So there's no confusion. When I see a patient, it comes to me as a patient out there, they have some issue they're dealing with, asthma, diabetes, or usually overweight. And I say to them, I want you not to make decisions about what to eat. I want you not to tell me what you like or what you don't like, not to make choices, don't tell me what you think you should eat, what you think is good for you, what you think because all the decisions and all the choices you made got you into this situation where you're in bad health. I want to make those choices for you for the first 3 weeks. And I want you to eat this whether you like it or not, because I'm going to prove to you that I can make you like it. And I can show, so don't evaluate how it tastes. Just the fact that it's designed to be so rich in nutrients, flooding your body with these phytochemicals and antioxidants are going to make you think differently, make you feel differently, improve your taste buds. And by the end of the program, we could evaluate how much you like this compared to your old diet. But then you're accurately giving this a fair trial, a scientific trial, to see what it's going to do for you. Will you drop 20 pounds the first month? Will your high blood pressure go away? Will you become non-diabetic? Will your headaches be gone? Will you no longer be dysthymic or depressed? In other words, you can't test this if you're not going to do it 100%. It's only if you do it 100% can we really give it a fair test. So I make these programs, the 10 and 20, the 10 and 20 diabetes program, for, you know, so people will know what's going to happen if they really do it, and they'll know how to really do it, so they're not going to make any mistakes along the way. And of course, we do make it taste good, by the way. It tastes very good.
But it is very good.
Yeah. So it's, you know, and like you said earlier about people doing radical detoxes or fasting, if you're overweight and you do, let's say, a water fast or a juice fast, and you lose that weight or you lose some weight on that in that first two or three, invariably, that slows your metabolic rate down so much, and the people can't sustain that way of living and eating, So the weight bounces back up again. And when you lose and gain weight while you're overweight, that's not good for your health. You didn't do anything positive. The fast did not benefit you. It's only a benefit when you're overweight. If you lose weight and when you're done with that weight loss, you continue to lose. So my programs teach people how to lose weight, and they lose weight pretty effectively during this probe, during the detox part. But then they're trained and taught how to keep it going, how to knowing how much food to eat, knowing how to make the food, knowing how to continue the skeleton, knowing the recipes they like, learning how to do the recipes they like. They're trained to how to continue it so the weight loss continues. You know, if you reached your ideal weight already and you fast to become too thin, and then after the fast gain a little weight back to go back to your favorable weight again, that's safe and that's probably okay. It's okay to fast and do like water fasting or juice fasting once you're slim and thin. But if you're overweight, yo-yoing your weight is not good for you. It's going to interfere with your progress. It's not going to be anything that's going to benefit you. So right now we look for people to have a slow and steady 2 pounds a week weight loss.
That's good.
That means that's after the first month where they drop 20 pounds, you know, or 20, after they dropping 3 pounds a week, let's say for the first month, then they settle into 2 pounds a week weight loss. If they're not going to do 2 pounds a week weight loss when they're overweight, then they're not following my program. Because my program gives you 1 pound of weight loss every 3 days. That's 2 pounds a week or 1 kilogram a week. And if they're not getting that, they got to tweak something. They're doing something wrong. And we're talking here about, okay, you could say.
No. And when you say they're doing something wrong, could it be because people have sensitivities and certain foods that might be good for me might not be good for somebody else? Like if I have gluten, it blows me up. It causes inflammation in my body. Could that be also another reason or cause that someone is not releasing the weight they want to release?
Not really.
No?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it, Dr. Furman.
You know, the people are inflamed and toxic, and they build up free radicals and AGEs, and the body does hold on to fluid to dilute the toxicity of their pro-inflammatory mediators. But it's not, they're not inflamed because of being allergic to one food.
Perhaps that last 3 pounds or whatever is just because of inflammation in the body. I'm not talking about 35 pounds of water, which some people may have.
That's right. There's, you know, when you metabolize calories, with every calorie that you digest and the cells metabolize in the mitochondria, you produce free radicals. So eating calories ages you. When you eat, you age because you produce free radicals. When you eat foods that are high in phytochemicals and antioxidants, then the food supplies the antioxidants to diffuse and remove the free radicals produced from the metabolism of those calories. So your diet has to be high in phytochemicals and antioxidants. And the brain is one big jelly bag of fat that goes rancid. And it feels bad, it goes emotionally problems, it gets depressed, it gets dysthymic, which is mild depression, loses its creativity, and eventually it develops dementia if you don't eat a diet high in phytochemicals and antioxidants. Now, as you build up, so anytime you eat a food like an oil or bread or cookies or crackers or rice cakes or breakfast bars or chips or, you know, soft drinks, you're eating junk food and fries and burgers, whatever you're eating. When you're eating low micronutrient food, you're aging yourself with every bite of that food, because the food, you have to eat a diet that's micronutrient rich if you want to age more slowly. So that's really where the toxicity comes from, and removing those toxic foods. So they're, you know, people shouldn't eat foods that they don't have the enzymes or can't digest, and they shouldn't eat foods they're allergic to. But from experience, they know they can't eat that food. They don't eat those foods, and they don't. It's not really a residual cause why they're holding on to weight.
Yes.
No, it's you have a reaction to the food or you don't. It's really a much more holistic, you know, answer here to have a diet that's designed for their species. And we have certain longevity proteins, and these longevity proteins build up and heal our DNA and repair our DNA and protect our DNA from aging. They protect our telomeres from shrinking, and they maintain our stem cells from losing their viability to help us stay young. So yeah. These longevity proteins are only supported with a high micronutrient exposure. When our diet is marginally deficient in things, then the body triages, they call it a triage effect. It uses the nutrients for what it needs for its immediate uses and for reproduction at the expense of not taking care of our DNA for our future, for longevity and for cancer. We'll sacrifice our life, our health down the road. We'll get cancer, we'll shorten our lifespan because those nutrients are needed right now because we don't have enough nutrients. Mm-hmm. A good example might be vitamin K, for example, where the RDI for vitamin K is about 140 micrograms. And the average American is consuming 50 to 100 micrograms a day, which is way too low. But a nutritarian diet with all the green vegetables and the beans and the onions and the mushroom gives you about 2,000 micrograms of vitamin K. The RDI is too low. Even the RDI is deficient, and Americans don't even take in that. So I'm saying that the nutritarian diet has such a high micronutrient per calorie exposure that it's able to take care of you not just now, but to protect your DNA and to protect your life and your future so you can live to be 100 years old with your full mental faculties without getting cancer.
Okay.
So that's pretty
cool. So with that in mind, when I do your 10 and 20 is not to release weight. I do it because I want to kind of get started in that because little things creep into our life and our, because when you say the 10 and 20 diet or the nutritarian diet, some people I would say, and I assume that they might think, oh, this is to lose weight. This is to be healthy. And so for someone like me, I want to kind of like I started, you know, during the holidays, we eat things that we normally don't eat. We're exposed to more parties, drink more drinks and all that stuff. So to me, what I want to do is kind of kick me back to that healthier lifestyle. So if someone is at optimal weight, are they going to lose weight if they do this? Or are they just going to detox and get healthier?
You know, going through periods where you're really following the diet very strictly and even trying to eat less at night so you lose a little weight is beneficial to your longevity. Once you're at an ideal weight, dropping a few pounds, reducing your caloric exposure at night, increasing your catabolic window slows the aging process. So the other people might be losing weight. If you're not overweight, instead of losing weight, your body will try to hold on to that weight by slowing its metabolism down, which means that you'll be aging slower. A moderately slowed metabolic rate means you're aging slower. You're adding time to your life. And of course, I recommend people still read The End of Dieting. And if you're diabetic, still read The End of Diabetes. This does not substitute for reading one of my books, because if we're looking at long-term gains here, people need more knowledge. The 10 and 20 is all what to do right now, to how to do it, make sure you do it right. But it doesn't give you all the background science that people need to understand. And I want them to gain that science because I've ascertained and tested over the years, the people that know the most information stick with it long-term and do it the best. And anything you do short-term is not going to give you the long-term benefits. We have to keep on this program. And I really feel that I write these books that are full of research and they're not hard to understand or read. You can underline them. But I write them for the specific purpose of educating people and motivating them with the information they need that's going to have them enjoy this and maintain it and be able to do this long term. Even when I wrote Eat to Live, I said, don't do it. Don't start this until you read the whole book. I don't want to have you start it and fail. I want to make sure you get all the information and then do it, because then you're going to have the most probability of sticking with it long term, because when you understand it, you're going to want to do it.
And that is a really, some people, you want people to wait and learn everything they possibly can, but there's other people that do want to jump in head first and they want to start right away. And that's why 10 and 20 detox is really good, because Dr. Furman will follow you along in this book. This is the way that we can make sure that we are doing the right things for ourselves, mind, body, and spirit. And we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Joel Furman, and you can listen live at Lillian's Radio Show on Facebook. Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600, WZNZ Atlantic Beach Jacksonville. Talk 100.3 FM.
Continues. It's the 26th day of the partial government shutdown. Now word that Congress will get no recess if the shutdown continues into next week. After rejecting Prime Minister Theresa May's plan for Brexit, May's government will be the subject of a no-confidence vote, not later today in the British Parliament. One American is among 14 people killed in a terrorist attack on a hotel in Nairobi, Kenya, the terrorist group Al-Shabaab claiming responsibility for the bloodshed. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 87 points, S&P futures 6 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Talk 100.3 FM traffic and weather.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. With Christmas behind us and 2019 here, the last thing you want to hear is somebody trying to sell you something. That's why at Underwoods, we'd like to stop and just say thank you to all the people that came in our stores over the last year. Whether you bought from us or not, we want to thank you for stopping by and giving us a chance to help. Here on Florida's First Coast, there are a lot of people trying to sell you jewelry, but at Underwoods, we have a different view. Because we consider it an honor for somebody to come in and just give us the chance to help, because if we do a good job, we might get a chance to serve again. Having served North Florida since 1928, all of us here understand what a customer really gives us during that visit to Underwoods, their trust, and it's up to us to do everything we can to keep it. So on behalf of everybody on the Underwood team, thanks again for coming into our stores. And we wish each of you a happy new year.
Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rukab, the owner of St. John Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. Two Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp locations are now open in Jacksonville, 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95, and now also at 101 Monument Road, just off Atlantic Boulevard. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. 847 Dunn Avenue and 101 Monument Road.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. Today's teacher is Dr. Joel Fuhrman. I'm always excited when he's on the air once a month. You can find him on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show tomorrow for Heal Tribe. We're going to be meeting for the Healthy Eating and Living Tribe. We're meeting tomorrow at True Food Kitchen in Jacksonville. And for those of you who need that address, you can text me, or you can just go on to True Food Kitchen, or you can go to the Heal Tribe on Facebook. That's Healthy Eating and Living. And so we're going to be joining together and having a healthy meal at a restaurant. as well as we're going to get Dr. Joel Fuhrman to talk to us about how to detox our body so that we can live an optimal life. And so for those of you who are interested in going to that, we're going to be meeting. So tomorrow is January 17th. So if you're listening to this or watching this another day, so tomorrow is January 17th, and we're going to be meeting. I would say get there a little earlier, but you need to RSVP because they're going to prepare a private room just for us. And we'll have Dr. Joel Fuhrman join us from 7 to 8, from 5:30. I'll be there at 5:30, and so we can put in our orders, but you know, hopefully we're going to start eating at 6 o'clock and enjoy the food and the healthy food, organic food, foods that are to live for. And then we're going to have Dr. Joel Fuhrman share with us why a detox, why we can get jump-started. And of course, this detox, as he said, does not replace his books that give us the why, but this is how some people want to get started right away. We have this energy for the beginning of the year and we want to just get started. Well, there's a mindset, and we're going to talk about the mindset in a little bit. But for now, just know that for those of you who are watching, whether it's at Lillian's radio show on Facebook Live, or you're watching on YouTube later on, or listening live on the radio, podcast, just know that where you can get connected with me is at whenyouneedafriend.com. Right there, you have everything there at you'll have the blog, you have the, you know, my social media. You can click on the little buttons. The way you say thank you for this free show is by clicking on to these and following us and liking and sharing and making sure that the momentum of the show keeps growing, because this is information that is not out there. Out there, you take a pill and you're supposed to get what? You just get another pill and another pill. And I'm not against pills, but I believe that there are things that we can do that will improve our health, spirit, mind, and body. And so this is where we take 100% ownership of our life, no matter what is going on in your life currently. We can see the beauty in everything that is going on within our immediate circle and in the world. And so go to whenyouneedafriend.com, subscribe there. Also subscribe to the YouTube channel. When you do that, all the information that's coming out of the show is sent right to you so that you can watch at different times later on when it's convenient for you. While you're there, I'm asking that you please consider, or please support my sponsors the way they are supporting the show. If it weren't for them, the show would not be in the air. Trust me, it just would not. And so I want to encourage you to do everything you possibly can to thank our sponsors for being on the show. And I also want you to thank Dr. Joel Fuhrman, who has been, since I think 2015, or been on my show. And I'm just really excited to learn from the greatest teacher on our show and how to have an optimal lifestyle with nutrition. So Dr. Joel Fuhrman is here today. We're talking about the 10 and 20. And before we dive into and go back and look at all the books that you've done, Dr. Fuhrman, let's talk about the mindset and what are some of the things that we need to add to our life as opposed to take away, because people don't want to get rid of things. But what can we add to our life today and that's in the 10 and 20 detox that can immediately start creating a benefit in our life?
Well, right. You know, I just want to clarify before, when I was saying that the 10 and 20 can enable people to start right away, immediately, and start getting benefits. And adding some delicious recipes that they feel that this is really good tasting food, including some really nice desserts too,
yes,
that are healthy for you. But at the same time, they don't have to finish reading the books before they start. But I want them to use this process during the 10 and 20 to start to further educate themselves.
Great.
In the science that supports it.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want them to spend time while they're losing weight, while they're feeling better, while they're changing over their lifestyle, to try to get more expertise in nutritional science. And that's what I want them to do. So if they're starting the 10 and 20, a great thing to start would be the end of dieting, to finish reading the 10 and 20, but start going through that, the end of dieting book, as you're reading this, so you really get supported, because then if the 21 days are up, you'll be a different person. You won't be thinking the same way. And the biggest gift, the biggest thing that happens to people is they say the fog lifts and they think, and they can think more clearly and they can make better decisions in their life. And the gift they're getting is that their addictive drives to overeat, they didn't recognize, was diverting their body's attention and their brain's ability to be creative and intellectually aware of their surroundings. You can't be as good a father or mother. You can't be as good of a worker. You can't enjoy your life as much. You can't become the person you are meant to become and be the full humanitarian person that you can be when you're being, when addiction and stimulation is driving your behavior. That becomes the overriding person driving the car, is the person going to your, going to Dunkin' Donuts, getting the food, preparing it, eating it. You live, you work, you make money to be stimulated. And that's, you know, that's being in a prison. So that what they're really getting is they're being let out of prison, getting control back of their life again. That doesn't mean they get that without some discomfort. Mm-hmm. And the discomfort could occur in the first week, but it's only a week. And the week may result in a little headache the first few days or a little more fatigue that first week as detoxification is enhanced. People think, oh, they're not eating enough calories. I need more food. I need my energy. But it's not that at all. They're, you know, the, it's like the battery maintains its charge when you don't use it and you keep the flashlight turned off. Mm-hmm. The more you keep feeding yourself and activating yourself, and the more you keep, you know, you really want to conserve it. So feeding the body with nutrients, letting your body detox and get rid of the things, then you're going to be an energizer bunny, unable to be able to do everything you want in life, to sleep better, to live better, to be more. So the trick is just go through this and don't judge the way you're going to feel over the first week, and allow the bot this to work on you and change your taste buds and change your food preferences and improve your intellectual awareness and remove the fatigue and fog if you just keep sticking with this day after day.
You know, Dr. Furman, and you know, you talk about how when people start doing your detox, they might feel, you know, like a little headache or fatigue. But isn't that how everybody feels all the time anyway? And then they take a drug like sugar or a donut or something to make them think that they're getting better. But at least once you get past the detox, once you get past that little few days of discomfort, which, you know, some people might experience, some people might not, then they're done. It's not like you keep feeding it over and over again. And so let's talk about that mindset that is so important when we do anything and we make that commitment. Maybe people make resolutions, but those don't work. We're making commitments to jumpstart our body into what we want for this year, 2019. What would you like to say to that?
That's right. I mean, certainly, you know, if you, your commitment word is very, very important, because they have to commit to a better future for themselves and doing what they need to do. Because, you know, without that commitment, it's any little problem that goes along the way, any little feeling bad, any little headache, you can want to go back to your old way of doing it. It's definitely not going to work.
And that's the habit that we need to break. Yeah.
It's like being married. At the first little argument, you're going to run away? No, you're going to work it out and figure it out. You got to make the commitment that you're really going to do this. It's the same thing here. It's going to be a lot of ups and downs at the very beginning. You're not going to necessarily feel better right away, but you're making the commitment to do this for the rest of your life. And that's why the educational process is so important. And that's why I wanted people to really know the full benefits of how this changes the biochemistry of their body. And they can't go by the way they feel. And they think they're chronically overeating as they think they're hungry because they're always eating food to try to lessen the withdrawal from their overly rich diet. And they've been trained for 40, 50 years about how to overeat. And now when they're not going to overeat, they don't feel well anymore. The body has been trained to be an overeating machine, and the lack of nutrients in their diet makes them into a caloric consuming monster. How are the humans ever going to survive in the wilderness or in the wild jungles or the woods trying to get by on 3,000 calories a day? There's no way people can find 3,000 calories a day out there. We've chronically overeating food, and we've actually reduced our enjoyment of food too, and we just become addicted to it, so we can't not overeat without feeling ill. Mm. But when your smell and your taste improves, you get satisfied with less calories, and you get more pleasure from eating less, not more pleasure from eating more. So it's really a completely different concept that people have to grasp. including this idea that when you eat the right amount of calories and eat the right foods, it slows down your metabolic rate just a touch. So you can comfortably not need to eat as much food, and you save money on your food bill. But you're eating as much food as you desire. You're eating the amount you require becomes the amount that you desire, and you no longer desire the extra calories.
Okay. Let's talk about a little bit more. For those of you who want to join us off the air at Lillian's Radio Show Facebook Live, we're going to talk a little bit more about the details in specific, and we're going to continue our conversation at whenyouneedafriend.com worldwide, and we'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here waiting for you.
Radio that's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people, that's all.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. I am excited that Dr. Joel Fuhrman has been a monthly guest on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show since 2015. We've learned so much from him. Today we're talking about the 10 and 20 detox, and we're talking about how we need to prepare our body, spirit, mind, as well as our body, to bring it what it needs, to give the nutrients. And, you know, while we're off the air, you talked about the three different nutrients that you talked about, K2, B12, and DHA. Is there anything we need to know about, you know, during this, why that is important to our body? Those three nutrients or vitamins.
Well, right. No, not really. I mean, I don't want people to get consumed with worrying about those vitamins in the short term. In the long term, you know, we know that a vegan diet, as you're reducing animal products to enhance longevity, mm-hmm. and we know that animal protein speeds up the rate of aging and excites mTOR, which is present in 100% of all cancers. And an animal protein is a promotes cellular replication and enables a cancer enabler. So you want to keep animal protein low. But as you reduce animal protein, you also reduce B12 and zinc. And so it's B12 and zinc. And obviously seafood is a source of DHA. We don't want people to move to a vegan diet and then and also lower their level of certain nutrients that may have enhanced their intellectual power in their later years or their health in their later years. So that's why we're very careful on a nutritarian diet to be conservative and to make sure we have ideal levels of all nutrients. In the short term, it's not going to matter. During the detox, it's not going to matter. But long term, they have to have a good source of B12, of DHA, of iodine, of zinc to make sure they're perfectly, those things are adequate. And as you know, I do make a supplement for this community of health seekers mm-hmm. that doesn't have the conventional garbage in it, that like folic acid made from petroleum and vitamin A, and that actually increased the risk of cancer. Most multivitamins are cancer-causing because they contain petrochemicals like folic acid instead of the folate from real food.
Yes.
They contain things that are harmful. So I had to make my own to remove those detrimental aspects, but just include what people need who are eating very healthfully. So I'm not making a supplement for the average masses. I'm making it for people who eat relatively healthfully to supply what their healthy diet is not yes. optimal. No, it's not optimal.
Including and you can go to whenyouneedafriend.com and you can click on to Dr. Furman's button and see all the different supplements that he has. So let's talk about the ground rules about the limitations. Do we have any limitations in this 10 and 20? What are some of the things that you just want to give us advice on as we start working on this? I'm hoping that on Monday, that's when I start my 10 and 20 detox.
Well, the most important thing on the detox is not eating dinner late and eating and not going to bed on an empty and going to bed on an empty stomach. The most important thing is not having food in the upper part of your stomach when you go to sleep. Obviously, your digestive tract includes your small intestines and your large intestines, but the stomach takes 3 hours to empty. So I want your stomach to empty and all the food to be in the small intestines, not to have food in your stomach when you go to bed at night. That's important for you because you need that full catabolic window of at least 13 hours between the end of dinner and the start of breakfast the next morning. And the ability of that 13-hour window to increase lifespan is enhanced when the bulk of that not eating period occurs in the nighttime before bedtime, as opposed to in the morning before breakfast. Mm-hmm. So I don't want you to eat a late dinner and eat a late dinner and a later breakfast. That's not what we want. We want an earlier dinner and a reasonably the right time breakfast. So you're eating, so that catabolic not eating window occurs at nighttime. That's the one of the important things in detox. The second thing is that your lunch meal is a solid meal that contains some nuts and seeds in the salad dressing, because when you're eating your salad and your vegetable bean soup and all these anti-cancer nutrients, you can absorb 100 times the amount of phytochemicals and antioxidants, 100 times as much when there's fat from nuts and seeds present at that meal. So we don't eat our nuts with our oats. So we save that nuts to eat mostly with the big vegetable bean meal at lunchtime to facilitate the absorption of those phytochemicals. Lunch is the main meal, salad, soup, vegetable dish, nuts and seeds in the dressing, things like that, piece of fruit for dessert, and then you can have a cooked vegetable dish or something or something smaller earlier at dinner.
Okay, so the first time I heard this, I shared off the air that I almost fell off my chair because the whole concept and the whole mindset is speed up your metabolism, lose weight, speed up your metabolism, lose weight. And Dr. Furman and the research that he's shared and the research that he's done, a fast metabolism leads to faster aging. And by not having, and by being in a catabolic state when you go to bed at night, what happens to our body, Dr. Furman?
Well, the body can't remove free radicals and repair broken DNA and remove advanced glycation end products. It can't repair and heal in the digesting state. If you're digesting food, you're not healing. Your detox, the word detox means your body is removing toxins and healing itself. And you're not detoxing while you're eating. You're only detoxing when you're not eating. Mm-hmm. And you detox most effectively through rest and sleep. And you especially detox in the first half of your sleep at night. The first half of your sleeping window. If you're sleeping 8 hours, it's the first 4 hours most detox occurs. But that only slows aging and detoxes you if you're not digesting food in that first 4 hours of your sleep. So get the food out of your body and go to sleep and get the full benefit from your sleep. Don't be digesting food in that first 4 hour window at nighttime. You know, so we're saying here too that when you moderately reduce calories, your body tries not to lose weight by slowing the metabolic rate. And that's where you're slowing the aging process. But the reduction in your metabolic rate is never going to exceed the amount of calories you reduced by. If you ate 50 calories less, your metabolic rate is going to slow. So the 50 calories less is only 30 calories less. You know, you only lose a little bit of weight. If you eat extra calories, your metabolic rate may speed up. But those extra calories are still going to be fattening. Because your metabolic will speed up if you ate 50 calories extra. Your metabolic rate could never speed up to utilize all those 50 calories. It'll just speed up to utilize 10 or 20 of those calories. And you'll still have the extra calories causing weight gain. So you get weight gain or weight loss when you up or down your calories, but your metabolic rate does speed up or slow down based on how you should move in your caloric, moving that caloric window. And okay. Moving up speeds up your aging process. Moving down slows down the aging process. The art here is to be moderate caloric restricted. So you slow the aging process, but you don't get too thin. And through weight, through exercise, and by moderately caloric restricting, we keep our body at the exact body weight to maximize our longevity.
Very good. And so for those of you who would like to learn more about a nutritarian lifestyle, that's the lifestyle that I embrace. Although we talk about vegan and we talk about other options, you know, this is what I love about a nutritarian lifestyle is that you're not limited to just being vegan. You can have, if you don't want to let go of your animal product consumption, that it's still allowed within a certain percentage of your everyday intake. And so just know that you can go to whenyouneedafriend.com or my YouTube channel or my podcast and search for Dr. Furman. We talk about G-bombs, greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds, as well as the supplements that you need. And Dr. Furman, you have done so much research and you have seen how this has helped improve people's health. And I just want to thank you for everything that you're doing to maximize and make us aware. And now with the 10 and 20, and for those of you who have diabetes, Transformations 20 Diabetes, that's the partner for that. You too can have Dr. Furman follow you around and tell you what to eat. So thank you so much, Dr. Furman, for everything that you're doing. Any final words?
My final words are there's no excuse for being sick, none. You can do this on your own. If you can't, get a hold of me, come in and live in my facility, whatever it is, get the help you need and don't be satisfied being sick. Get rid of your psoriasis, get rid of your autoimmune conditions, get rid of your diabetes, get rid of your blood pressure medications, get rid of your cholesterol and drugs, get well and don't be satisfied being sickly like other Americans. It's crazy if you do that.
And you can give it a try for 10, 20 days. And the benefit and the side effect is 10 pounds. Who knows? And if for me, it probably won't change my weight. But for those of you who are looking to release, this is a great start, a kickoff. So thank you, Dr. Furman. And we're going to continue this conversation off there. We're going to go into a little bit of details. And if you have any questions, maybe answer some quick questions with Dr. Furman. And so remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. And then right there at Lillian's Radio Show Facebook Live when we... Please remember, I'll be right here. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever. This has been...